Again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. A very nice win on the road for you guys as you go up in St. Francis's 11-game home field winning streak with an exciting 16-14 win. Give me your impressions on that victory.
Oh, very proud of our kids. Very hard-fought win against a playoff team in a place that hard place to play where they don't lose ball games. And I think they went into that game averaging 50 points a game and giving up like two. And they were everything that was billed. I think our kids did a great job under adverse circumstances of finding a way to win. And it's kind of great. You can't manufacture those situations. You really can't. You can just hope that you prepared the right way and that the kids believe. And they really did. It was impressive. It really was impressive. So it's good to get out of conference play with a winning record, on non-conference play with a winning record. And now it's time to enter the meat grinder.
Talked about some adversity, three turnovers there in the first half on consecutive drives, and then also the fourth and goal. How proud of your guys that they were able to persevere and be able to pull out a win with all the negative things that happened, especially on the road?
You want to add to that we're playing with tailback number 3 and 4. We lost two of the starting wideouts. We're playing with tight end number 2 and 3. And then we're playing with the backup quarterback. Yeah, it's impressive. And I said early on that these kids have a chance to be different. They're talented just like everybody else is talented. But there's something about the chemistry of these guys that's a little bit different than guys that I've had in the past. And that they're a tighter group. They want to believe, and they've worked hard enough that they can believe. And it's really, they're fun to coach. It's contagious. It's enjoyable. And it makes nights like that really, really special.
Got a media question in queue. If you get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mike Klingelman with the Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Coach, you're certainly pleased with the second half comeback, but how do you run up 454 yards and only score one touchdown?
Turn it over 3 times. Put the ball on the ground 4 times. I said at halftime, it's 7-0. We've turned the ball over 3 times, so we're lucky it's only 7-0. I said that's everything that they had to offer us, and we could still hold them off, so we were going to have a chance to win.
You just said Stover is your number 2 quarterback. He hasn't nailed down the job yet?
You don't lose your job to injury here.
Okay. So Morgan is still hurt?
Currently, yes.
Okay, so
fingers crossed.
All right, so it's up in the air for Saturday?
It is.
Stony Brook, their quarterback and running back are back from last year. They both had a whale of a game last year. What's your plans for them?
Well, it's not just them. It's the guys up front that make it go on both sides. That they are a very strong and physical team up front on both sides of the ball, and that serves everybody well. There hasn't been a running back in that program that hasn't been pretty good, and it has to do with their offensive line. And that quarterback's getting better every single year, and it's because of that offensive line. So we will have our hands full. They are one of, if not the most physical team in the conference, and they play really, really good at home.
Do you see O'Neal growing game by game as a kicker?
I don't know. It's growing. You know, what he hit, a 55-yarder to finish the season last year. So I don't know how much deeper. He's going to keep – he's got some leg distance. But for him, he knows he's an artist. It's managing his head, his own head. It's managing his muscle memory. And he's done a really, really good job of doing that. He doesn't get rattled. He really doesn't. The moments don't bother him. It's about his job. And he's pretty mature for a kid his age.
So he's like a little Justin Tucker out there.
Oh, wow. I know he respects Justin greatly, and that is a goal of his, but I don't think we're quite in that category yet.
Has he ever worked with Justin at all?
I can't say yes or no. I know that the circle is, you know, when you get to this level and the guys are this talented, the circle's pretty small, so they all tend to know each other, but I can't say for certain.
All right. This series is with Stony Brook tied 2-2, but the last two games have been decided by a touchdown. Is that a foreboding for this weekend?
Oh, I think that it's going to be a ball game. You know, it's just like any other game in this league. You throw away the jerseys and the locations and all that stuff. The records don't mean anything. You have to play for 60 minutes, and it's going to be the team that makes the least amount of mistakes and turns the ball over or doesn't. It's going to determine the outcome.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, with all the adversity, we kind of touched on it, your defensive effort on Saturday against a team, like you said, that was averaging a bunch of points, and specifically DeAndre Wallace, 11 tackles and a forced fumble. But just overall, how good was your defensive effort Saturday?
It was good, but not great. You know, we gave up, I think we gave up three really big plays that were backbreakers, and that's not what we want to see. That we've been able in the past couple years to be able to keep ourselves from giving up those big type plays, those game breaking type plays. And I give St. Francis a lot of credit now. They got some guys that are worthy of game breaking plays. There's a couple players on that team that are as good as anybody that plays in our league. So I think we're getting better defensively. I think we still got a lot of work to do, and I think now's the time to get it done. We've suffered our way through the non-conference schedule, and now it's time to show what we can do against the best of the best.
Touch a little bit on Ryan Stover, the CAA Rookie of the Week. 247 yards through the air and another 75 on the ground, but the number that jumped out at me, 10 of 11 on that final drive to set up the field goal for a redshirt freshman, was his, how impressive was his poise on that last drive?
It is. While he's not experienced, he is poised. And it's and he's experienced at the position, maybe not necessarily in college, but as a son of a coach, you know, he's lived and watched huge moments of football. And when you've seen that many, they just don't become big anymore. You just go do what you know how to do. And he is. He's very poised. He's very mature for his age. And he keeps getting better. And you can't ask for anything else but that.
You mentioned how banged up that receiving core is, but Jabari Greenwood steps up in a big way, ties the school record with 13 catches for 151. And just sort of some comments on his performance and what he did well Saturday.
Well, he's a talented guy, and he's picked up our scheme pretty well, pretty fast. But the thing I like most about him is that he's hungry to learn. That whatever his game was that he brought to us, you know, from Kentucky, he's not complacent at all. He wants to learn. He wants to get better. He actually pointed out to me something that some small technical thing that he did better and differently than what he had done before, and how that made a positive impact in the game. Surround yourself with a bunch of kids like that, and it's a joy to come to work. This is a guy who's already talented. He's already being celebrated, and he's just trying to get better. So I think the future is going to be pretty good.
We talked to Coach Priori earlier. He talking about how much he enjoys the matchups that you guys have. He says they're always tough. They're always physical. Talk about some of the challenges that Stony Brook presents for you and some of the things you're going to need to do to be able to beat them.
Well, one is always, you know, it's always a challenge to get there. It's always kind of interesting. It's an interesting trip. But, you know, these games have all been 60-minute games, you know, fourth-quarter games. Who's stronger? Who's tougher? Who's more disciplined when the game's on the line? And, you know, two well-coached football teams that play really, really hard. I'd say whether they're playing down here or playing up there, it's pretty high entertainment value for your dollar, and I doubt that this game's going to be any different. This will be another great CAA game.
You've talked about the meat grinder that is CAA football, and we've been talking with a lot of the coaches here this morning about that 19-2 record against FCS and the couple of FBS wins. You guys just beat a playoff team, a conference champion, last week. You've been around the league a little while now. Talk about the depth of the league from top to bottom.
Well, I'm just kind of, you know, you see it a little bit of crossover film now, and you're seeing the statistics and some of the scores. I know that everybody in the league's, what, JMU's 3-0, everybody's 2-1, and somebody might be 1-2. I mean, what other conference in America is like this? This is just brutal. If you can just survive the regular season with enough wins, you're going to have a chance to make a run at the whole thing. And that's really it. And what we are learning right now is what everybody probably has to learn all the time. Football, whether the game itself, football is not about how well you play when you feel good. Anybody plays hard when they feel good. It's about how hard you play when you don't feel good, when you are beat up, when you're a little bruised. Now, add to that, when you can say the same concept in reference to teams. How good can you play when your team is a little bit beat up? And it's a physical game of football. So I'm pleased with the response that our kids are getting. I think in the next couple weeks, I'm going to start getting a couple guys back here and a couple guys back here. And it'll be the management of it for everybody. It'll be the management of the injuries against great competition and great coaching that are going to determine the outcome of this league. But but it's going to be a hell of a tough year in this league for everybody.
I was going to ask you what you've sort of learned about your team over those first 3 weeks, besides that toughness and poise. Obviously, you like this group, but do you feel like you guys, with what you've gotten out of the first 3 weeks with the teams that you've played, are as prepared as you can be for the start of CA football?
Oh, geez. I don't think you can ever be as prepared as you can be. I think that's probably an impossible thing to ever be. I think that we have grown week to week to week in all three phases of the game. I think that we have learned a lot about ourselves and week to week to week, that adversity truly does reveal character, and that something that you can't manufacture to find, circumstances have presented us the ability to understand ourselves and our kids, and that we do believe we do have some strength of character, and we can be pretty tough as a team. So are we there yet? No, God, no. We got to keep getting better, but I certainly like the way we're going.
All right, Rob, safe travels to Long Island, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
All right, thank you.